From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in the capital of Bangladesh have begun an operation against the suspected Islamic State militants who attacked a restaurant in Dhaka, killing at least 20 hostages, including several foreigners. An official says the commandos stormed the restaurant not long ago with intense gunfighting ongoing. Militants attacked the upscale restaurant late on Friday. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, but there has been no verification. Lorianne Walsh Imdad is principal of the American Standard School in Dhaka. She lives a block or so from the restaurant. She tells VOA Islamic militants have been active in Bangladesh.
We've had a few incidents beginning from the fall of last year until now. We've been having incidents of Hindus being killed, LGBT activists being killed, bloggers being killed, and all of them are usually been perpetrated by Islamic militants.
Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, the AQIS, has claimed responsibility for many of the attacks. The U.S. has declared that group a foreign terrorist organization. White House has released a report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside conflict zones, saying between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between 2009 and 2015. Outside groups estimate much larger numbers. UN is saying that hundreds of thousands of displaced people in northeastern Nigeria, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, are suffering from severe malnutrition. They say improved security enabling them to get to the cutoff areas. This is VOA News.